A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, November 21st, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe and his succession.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
A Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession in Zimbabwe.
92-year-old President Robert Mugabe has for the first time hinted on his retirement, while also admitting that his country is facing serious problems.
According to the state-owned Sunday Mail newspaper, the nonagenarian said that he had used his time in office to fend off the West's spirited machinations to destroy ZANU-PF and the ideals that the party stands for. Mr. Mugabe said that if he were to retire, he would do so properly.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Remember that we are live streaming on our Facebook pages, so follow us too on Facebook.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichi tarisa ene masho kwe mtukamiru wenyika wa Robert Mugabe. Kuti pane wame warimba tuiri wakava buritera makano wachita ura yogu tipane wame warukuti G40 kuchituo wame wachituiti timu la koste. Asi wame Mugabe wakativo kana nguwa yogu tivaende pamujikandi gere ya kwana waka sununguka kuti wange wachienda mune shakanaka. Sema onirenyu wame Mugabe munere wekuti anga shike pakuti aiwa ini ndagu siya basa se matauro abari kuzviita Gibbs.
Yabambe zulwanda balingalichona njani lapheli khona kuna ngapho tina ngapha siya phila ke eWashington DC. Ye esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje iloko khulunywe ngumnumzana uRobert Mugabe nongumongameli weZimbabwe othi uzasuka ngesikhathi sokumele asuke ngaso kumele asuke futhi ngaloko okufunakalayo ngemthetho yelizwe. So ke uthi akubonayo ukuthi abantu abasentshonalanga singathi iBritain leMelika sebezame kakhulu ukuthi bamkhiphe esikudleni kodwa kuyehlula. So uthi yena ngokwakhe ubona zani senqobile sibili kwamagama. Ye uphinde wakhuluma sibili ngokunengi umongameli Robert Mugabe langenotho. Esithi inotho yeZimbabwe yabona ukuthi umnotho wangkhona wazani kawenzi kuhle ungani uyatatarika nje. So ngokukhuluma kwakhe uthi ye ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunjalo. Abaza ngitshele ukuthi ngisishiye isikhundla ngilakho ukuthi ngisijiye kodwa ngabanitshele kuhle phela. So uchunjalo ke umongameli Mugabe.
Onguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tichitaurawo nyaya kuti munoona sei ne nyaya yekunetsana kuri kuita vanhu batore ZANU-PF achirwira chigaro. Uye sei zvandabvunza pekutanga munoona vagabe vachisiya here vakanzi nevanhu aiwa penyu pakwana. Asi tirikuona kuti ke kutanga Gibbs vamugabe vakatendawo kuti aiwa zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro nyaya dzeupfumi dzinoda kuti dzigadziriswe pari kuya mabond notes aya anokwanisa here kuti anga achigadzirisa zvinhu.
Yei nyokukhuluma ke kukablessing konapo ke kuyaziva kuti ngevhiki ezayo amabond notes azavesetshenziswa konapo ke kwele Zimbabwe. Isu sikhathi sokuti umongameli ubuya ngesikhathi umongameli esithi wazana umnotho ulala ngogedla. Uthi ke kona ungani kuyaphazamisa kakhulu yilabo abazama ukuthi batshintshe ke uhulumente wabo. Sike saposista kumbe ngithi sike sathumeza imlayezelo ethize khona lapha ke ku-Studio 7 ku-Facebook. Sasuza sibili abantu abaningi kade bekhuluma ukuthi babona njani ngodaba lolu blessing. So abantu abaningi bathi umongameli sehlale kakhulu nakho ngawe uyajiya nje.
And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession. Of course, President Robert Mugabe turned 92 in February, but his ruling ZANU-PF party is saying they are going to field him in the elections coming up in 2018. Though some are saying that Mr. Mugabe by now should have retired, and he happens to be the only leader that Zimbabwe has known. He was the country's first prime minister in 1980 when Zimbabwe got its independence before becoming an executive president. So, of course, though Mr. Mugabe has aged, he is showing no signs of slowing down or handing over power to any individual. But of course, this has resulted in political tensions rising in his ruling ZANU-PF party. There are now alleged to be two factions, one called Team Lacoste, allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and another called Generation 40 or G40, that is allegedly led by Mr. Mugabe's own wife, Grace Mugabe. So we want to hear from you. What is your take on all this, Gibbs?
So I've got these messages, blessing, that are coming in right now from Zimbabweans who are writing from every part of the universe. So we've got one, Thomas Muchenje, who says, I don't know which people he is talking about, rather than the majority who are suffering. I guess these people are suffering because of his government. If he says those in ZANU-PF could understand him to say or try to push him out, no, it's all the people who want to push him out. Then we've got Tungamira Ingezi, who says Mr. Mugabe is a useless leader. So then we've got Titus Chidida, who says to say that he will retire if people tell him that he is failing to properly run the country is totally absurd. Everything that is Zimbabwean wants him gone. And then yes, by saying he has overstayed his welcome. So that is a message from Titus Chidida there. Tichaona writes, he's afraid of Mr. Donald Trump. Yes, I think that he wants to retire because of Mr. Trump, who's coming into power. That's another kind of message there. Then we've got Lloyd Masie, who says, besides the majority of Zimbabweans that are tweeting against Paul Notts for regime change, there are so many even in ZANU-PF who want him to go. They want to tell him loud and clear that he has to go. Then we've got Teachman Sabe, who says, which people is Mr. Mugabe talking about? He doesn't love anyone anymore. He's just pretending as if he loves people. He doesn't love them at all. And then Honorable Bafana Kufa says, endorsing a 92-year-old to be a sole presidential candidate. Ki-ki-ki-ki, you know the laugh, on Facebook. So he says, why endorse such a... that's an old man for the 2018 general elections.
I think we have our first guest, ZANU-PF member of parliament and the central committee member, that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yeah, so I guess you actually also read the article in the Sunday Mail, and you have got some other opinions in ZANU-PF about the president and his stay in power. And of course, Mr. Chuma, you have said previously that Mr. Mugabe was elected properly and therefore he should remain in power. So the president is actually saying that again, saying, you know, if ever I have to leave, I have to leave in a very proper manner rather than being pushed out by the West. So at the end of the day, the president is there to stay, right?
Well, yes. The president has got a mandate that was given by the people of Zimbabwe in the year 2013, which runs up to the year 2018. So I think, really, for anybody to entertain the idea of the president stepping down now or being removed out of power by any other means, that president is definitely... malcontent in today's society. I'm saying so because today's society is a society of democracy, a society which embraces the principles that govern the running of different countries, but in a holistic approach with bodies like the UN, in Africa there's the AU, in Europe there's the Union, and stuff like that. But all of them coming together to say that there are certain principles laid down ways of how a person goes into office to become president or any other appointment there. So definitely then, anybody who entertains the idea of our president, Arajim Mugabe, leaving office right now, is a sick mind and is not supposed to be part of today's society, because today's society talks of democracy. So the president is there until 2018. Come 2018, anything can happen. And candidates are brought from the party. Candidates come from whatever party they belong to. So if our party decides to bring President Mugabe again as our candidate in 2018, so be it. Let him be anybody's brother. Let him be a brother of the people. Whoever is opposed, I'm sure they have their own party, which can then bring forth their own candidate of their own choice, of their own age as well. It should be an independent thing. It should be a democratic thing. It should be an open thing.
Mm-hmm. But surely, Mr. Chuma, Mr. Mugabe is 92 years old. What does this say about your party? I mean, every other leader has managed to at least recruit a successor. We saw it happening in Mozambique. They are doing very well. It has happened in Zambia. I mean, does it mean that he and he alone is the only one who is capable of leading? Let's look at ZANU-PF alone without looking at the opposition. He's the only leader that can lead the country?
The president is not so well for Zimbabwe, not only ZANU-PF, but Zimbabwe in general, because he has afforded us a chance to get education. We are educated, we are capable, we are able because of his stance when it came to education policy. He made sure that he gave us that we were educated enough. So therefore, for you to say that ZANU-PF is not going to lead that, it's really out of the way. We have a lot of people who can amply succeed the president, including myself as well. I'm well trained, I'm well placed. I know the system. I know and I'm well versed in the economics and dynamics of the world. But what I'm saying is that everything has got its own time. When the time comes, yes, somebody will take over. So it's not like anything. We're given enough metals.
Mr. Chuma, Honorable Chuma, I think we are losing you. We'll call you on another line because this line is breaking. We can hardly hear you, Gibbs.
Oh, yes, that was a very difficult line to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got some more messages trickling in on Facebook. And one of the messages from Vosmos Msena, who says the president has a mandate to run Zimbabwe up to 2018. Still, he can go on to 2023. If people vote for him, like they did in 2013, let it be. Then we've got Hambulume Zex, who says, everything under the sun has a beginning and an end, and it's not before his time comes. We are far behind other countries because of this president. Then Chimbizigani Chirume writes, my president is very good in feeding people with empty ideas, but when you get warm with your empty stomach, that's when you realize that the president is a big liar. Then we've got Matsasika Mnyoro, who says, the president is not even ashamed of himself. He's telling people everything, every time. And then we've got Alia Latima, who says, did he say he will retire gracefully or retire gracefully?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Tiende ku nemuteereri wedu wekutanga. Tina fine asele Victoria Falls.
Yes, one again. Follow slap on the slogan. Slum nums and fine, yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria Falls, Gunjan, go up. Baba, fine, Gunjan. Gumbe, fine, Gumbe, fine. All right, Victoria Falls, slogan, go up. Yeah, Wazani, what is Tolomon?
Regatende, Gunava Masilela, South Africa, Magadiva Masilela.
Ndipo hangu makadiniwo.
Aiwa tiripo nyari mudariro mainzwa iyi. Muri kuonawo sei?
Ndinotenda. Nawi ripoka vamugabe vagarisa.
Mhm.
Vagarisa kutaura zvese zvavari kutaura kaizvo.
Mhm.
Kutenga nguva kwavari kuita uku.
Mhm.
Nguva yavo yakakwana kare te. Takatotarisira kuti deno vakatosiya kunana 2008 ikoko zvinhu pazvakaoma.
Mhm.
izvototirwadza pano kuti vatori nenguva yekutaura ngano dzavari kutaura iyo vakura kudaro.
Asi kava masilela vezanu PF manzwa zvotaurwa naHonorable Chuma kuti vamugabe vanovhoterwa nevanhu ndohutongo kahwejekerere.
Aiwa vachuma nga vataure chokwadi vamugabe vakaguma rini kuina. Tingangotaura ndofunga tingangoguma kuna 1985 ikoko ndo kwakatanga kwakaguma kuina. Imwe yese nguva yese ya vaingotibira mavhoti taivhotawozve taizviziva tiri kuvhotera pasi. Asi takatozotiza kumusha nokuda kuti taona kuti zvationomera hakusi kuri kuda kuti tinogara kuSouth Africa. Zvinhu zvakationomera nokuda kwaMugabe. Takatorerwa mabasa edu zvese zvikaparara zvese izvozvi tigere musango hatina chatingavinga kumusha. Izvozvi vaakutaura kuti vaoda kuunza bhondi noti. Bhondi noti rinotengepi? Dai vatomboedza kutotsvakawo vamwe vari fresh. Hatirambi kuti muzanu PF variko vamwe vechiduko vane njere dzichiri fresh. Zvimwe tingangowirirana navo tikadzokera tikatanga kuumba Zimbabwe mwe chete.
Aiwa
tinofunga ndofunga ndatenda mashoko namashoko iwayo. Da kana vachinzwa vamugabeka inguva yavo yokuti vabise ushe vapowo bhatyero ushe kune vamwe tione kuti nyika ichaenda mberi here kana kuti zvinofamba sei. Hongu vakagona kutamba bhora ka asi bhora ravakatamba nguva yacho inokwanawo unobudawo papa opa umwe kuti anwise kwete kuti vangoramba vachiti hai nokuti tinogona kunwisa hazvishandwe zvichidaro. Munhu kana akura anenge akura. Ndinotenda.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamasilela of course for those watching images on our screen. That was President Mugabe and President Jacob Zuma when they met in Harare to talk about bilateral trade. All right, Gibbs.
Yeah.
And you heard from Mr. Masilela, he was saying that he thinks Mr. Mugabe should have stepped down around 2008. You know, and he's saying the idea that he's staying because people are voting for him is not true. It's being economic with the truth because he says elections in Zimbabwe are rigged.
Yeah. So, sikesizwe silo mnumzana ke ufine lapha ke ecingweni. Iba ufine kunjani?
Yebo, njani?
Ngimphile kakhulu fine. Kunjani kona phe follows?
Ah, follows ukuright, ubethisa, ubuyanizulu ngapha.
Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi ungathini ke uMongameli uthi ye ula kuphuma kodwa nxa iphuma kumele aphume kuhlebele.
Kumele aphume kuhle but hayi. Hayi, ubaba usifarise nzima lo. Duzi, hey, asinamsebenzi, asinani, uyabe lonke besila ukuthi hey, 2.2 jobs zingapha, sizivoni, kodwa lonke sidubeka phansi ngabe. Bona ba-right, because bayasuthi. Andiyabo, thina ma-youth, thina sela future, thina abantwana yethu, asakwazi ukuthi senze abanye abantwana, because impilo yakhona inzima mdala, hayi, asesithile ngapha efoni. Asithile sibili because angibona step down afaka kumuntu olengqondo ezishavu because asesizwile ngapha hey bona bafuna ukuthethela ama-bond notes bona bakuthathela ama-euros. Hayi hayi kuyangikhona inzima ngapha yazi so abe kuyadintshwa kumbeni kuvuke kuhle kuvotwe kumbe kathesi kathesi kuhle kuntshintshwe hhayi because ngapha thina bona ba-right because bona bahlezi kuhle bona abantu ba-right kodwa thina manje thina-ke antiyabo abakhangeli abanye abantu bakhangela bona obabo babantwana antiyabo yiproblem ekhona abakhangeli thina esoku-ground force thina esoku-ground force thina yito esidubeka kakhulu antiyabo bona balokhu bekhuluma-ke e wathwathi e 1 million march e njani njani thina singena msebenzi antiyabo khathesi bathena besithi kuthiwa ye amastendi istendi yakhona ngaze ngiyuthole ngiyayakha ngani ingela mali angila 1 rand esikwamini angila shit angila spend kodwa uyakhoza besithi phambili nizani hhayi akungcono besijimpile yazi so asesithele nzima thina abantwana sesithele nzima asikwazi ukuthi hhayi angikwazi ukuthi umuntu uyabesithi usapoti zani angikwazi uyabe ngicabanga njalo because hhayi sesidubekile mdala sesidubekile kuthulong kakhulu hhayi
so kulungiswa njani manje mnumzana khonokho kulungiswa njani?
Hello?
Kulungiswa njani?
Ha, kungona phume. Isitori sine yakhole ukuthi aphume umntaka. After the doubt. Akuphumele
ukuthi. Kodwa phela ukuphuma khona lapho kuyahlupa ke.
Siyabona libaphumile.
Ukuphuma kuyahlupa ngoba kuto wavotelwa phela ngabantu.
Hello?
Kuto wavotelwa ngabantu phela uyaphuma njani?
Ah, kavotelwa ngabantu lo.
Mhm.
Kazange ivotelwe ngabantu. Ake wavotelwa ngabantu abe waphuma kudala. Andiyabo. Yena kazange ivotelwa ngabantu. Andiyabo. Abe liyabuya ngapha ezimabhili zobonke ukuthi thina sidibele njani. Abe liyayo. Abe liyakubona ukuthi sidibele njani. Akulalutho uyahamba ebhenki uzothi akunamali. Kodwa wafaka imali yakho. Kodwa bona bafuna ukuthi lethina ama-bond notes. Ukuthi bona bavute imali zethu zonke ezisezibele emabhenki. Andiyabo. Ngokuba simoko esikhona lapha ezimbabwe. Andiyabo. Andiyabo. Yizi khona. So, kuyasihlupha vele lathi thina. Ngoba sena future vele thina vele ithethe ithwile ezimbabwe. Andiyabo. Asikakhululeki. Kodwa bathela ukuthi thina sakhululeka tu 1980, but i-1980 yangkhona lokungakafiki vele because lokho sisilwa kuphela thina. Ito sisilwa sodwa ngabantu abamnyama. Andiyabo. Sana sodwa. Abasile amakhiwa azingirile. Kodwa thina amakhiwa ayingazingirile. Imali zazikhona. Sazibona. Imali zazikhona. Imizwe labe ihamba. Kodwa kathese
bazobathela ukuthi hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ke.
Yeah. Andiyabo.
Yes, sizathi ukuthi sizabuza uchumambayimbayi wothi ke siqede lawe
ukuthi umdala mele skipe down.
Yeah, wothi siqede lawe khonapho ke ukuthi sikuzwile ukuthi okukhulumileyo sizahamba sikhuluma lo chuma sizothi uthi ningakhonoko. Otherwise siyabonga kakhulu Mr. Fine kona ngapho eVictoria Falls.
Ah, we're right ngiyabonga mntase.
Yes, sibongela kakhulu. So that was Mr. Fine in Victoria Falls. He says Mr. Mugabe should leave, you know, he's tired of, you know, him being in power. His party promised about 2 million jobs during the 2013 elections.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, as youth, he says people are really suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And he says there's this program that the president's party is actually mooting or is carrying out, you know, giving out people's stands. He says right now as it is,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't even have a rand in his pocket. So if he gets that kind of stand, what can he do with it?
Mm-hmm.
He says it's a useless kind of venture. It doesn't make sense. And he believes that, you know, the introduction of bond notes is designed to actually, you know, boost the pockets of those people in power. And he says, it's so unfair, it's very unfair,
mm-hmm.
because their money was looted last time and they want to do the same thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, he agrees with so many people that the president should leave. He says, that's the basis of the whole thing. I think we'll pose that kind of question to Mr. Chuma.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chuma?
Yes,
I think some of our callers are saying that Mr. Mugabe must step down because, you know, even what he promised that he would do for the people if they elect him, that's not being done. The economy is struggling. There's unemployment estimated by his critics to be around 90%. You know, everything that has to go wrong is going wrong in Zimbabwe.
I'm literally telling that things are going wrong and we are playing the time
mm-hmm.
of having selected after we introduced them in April. We passed in the glory of political independence and forgot about the economic independence. And then, later, when we passed the issue of land, you must know that the issue of land was not about families at all. The white people were not angry when we took our.
Hello.
Yeah, the lines.
The line is really
the
bad.
Lines are really bad, Pleasant.
And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession. Mr. Mugabe, according to some, hinted that he might step down, but saying that he would do so gracefully and that he would not be stampeded upon or forced to go into retirement. He cited the issue of economic sanctions imposed on him and his inner circle by the West for actually being responsible for the country's current economic crisis. But Gibbs, like the president said, he will retire at his own time. But many of our callers are saying that, Mr. Mugabe should have retired ages ago. One actually said 2008, and that is no longer fit for purpose.
Yeah, so we've got so many messages of people actually complaining about his overstaying in power. One of them is Cuthbert Chaindepi. Cuthbert Chaindepi says the president has actually overstayed his welcome, so it's time for him to leave. Then we've got Ratzai, who says the president is always telling people the same story every time, and I don't know why he's still in power. And then Joseph Zgali writes, he must retire, otherwise people are going to be too angry to be seeing him every day. So the president must leave very gracefully. And then we've got Menias, who only says, ho, ho, nai. So there's so many messages, you know, of different kind of tones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see whether I've got some more. I'll try to peruse and get maybe some of those.
Honguka hamawadiwa makasu nunguka kuti mutuze kuti muri kuona sei mafambisirwo ari kuitwa nyika nemutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe. Uye semaonere enyu munhu here wekuti angati aiwa inirega ndichimboenda pamutika ndigere vamugabe vane makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri 92 asi vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti vanga vachikwikwidza musarudzo dziri kuitwa idzo muna 2018 munoona here vachikwanisa kusimudza nyika nemakore akadaro iyayo asi vezanupf vari kuti aiwa vamugabe varatidza kuti munhu anogona kutungamira zvemhando yepamusorosoro kunyange hazvo vanopikisa vachiti zvekutungamira izvi zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida Gibbs.
I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK chair. Mr. Mangwana, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
No, good. How's London?
Kachando. It's a bit cold. But all right.
Yeah.
Of course, Mr. Mangwana, unfortunately, Mr. Honorable Chuma's line has got issues, but we had asked the question that why is it that we have already noted that many ZANU-PF provinces are already endorsing President Robert Mugabe to run in 2018. Are there no capable leaders in ZANU-PF if a person who is 92 years old is still being expected to lead the country with all the problems that Zimbabwe is facing at the moment?
Oh, that's a very good question, gentlemen. It's a constitutional provision that says at our conferences, at every conference, we should declare the leader of the party elected at the last Congress, the candidate for the next election. So really, there is no room there for any other discretion because it's as simple as that. Do you get it?
Yes.
You seem to have had your breath taken out by that response. that's basically what it what our constitution says.
But we are saying, should he not be preparing for someone to take over? Because he is admitting himself that all is not well within his party. Let's not talk about so-called external enemies. Within the party, he clearly noted that there is G40 and there is Tim Lacoste. So people in ZANU-PF are showing signs that they are not happy. They want a new leader against the factionalism.
I'm not sure how you interpret it. If people are ambitious, it does not mean they do not want the person that's there. It just shows people are getting, they are ambitious, they are looking forward to being leaders. But it's not a vote of no confidence in the current in the current leadership. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that at all. It doesn't mean that if you contest or you prepare to contest the primary election, you're simply saying the other person is a disaster. You might think you can do better. We might think I want to be in a strategic position to take over when the moment comes. Really, if we are flying, say to Harare, and then you think in your mind whether the clock is saying that or not, or whether the flight meter is saying that or not, you think we might be landing in 2 hours' time. And you start preparing yourself to make sure all your bag is in the right place, everything is in the right place, you've completed your landing card. That does not mean that you are saying the pilot is a bad pilot. It just shows you are preparing to land. or you're preparing to, you want to be in a strategic position when the lending time comes. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Okay. Please, do stay on the line. Gibbs.
So, I'm going to say, Isaac Mpofu, Baba Mpofu, how are you? Baba Mpofu, how are you?
I'm
going to Mpofu, what is up? How are you? How
Angeti wangu buti afonu ngafondo. Mele tina sosima dala lapo ere jindi ufano rumfone li namba za mzikone.
Anya kuzwa sibili mpofu. Mbona zani nito zabantu leze.
Da nito zabantu. So ufaya sibu ni plaj.
Ya tuya bwona. So mele stinge ye. Utika mtanda ye. So ungatini ngaloku.
Eish. Ndaba yalili kesha ibufungu tube ya zuti. Yabona nje umuntu mayekhuluma njengalomdala ufana lokuthi kudala lapho sakhula umuntu enjalo nje umse uthi ndoda awula inkulumo oyikhulumayo hamba ehlinza imbuzi yabona umdala lo vele ngomthetho mawufuna ukubona umuntu evotelwa ngabantu mfowethu akahlali isikhathi eside embusweni abantu bengamsola bayamvotela bamkhiphe kodwa ungabona umuntu ohlale embusweni isikhathi eside njengaleli khehla akavotelwanga wathatha izinto akuwayenza ukuthi ungunkulunkulu wayo so umuntu enjalo wena mfowethu thina njengochuma uyacabanga ngenye imini uchuma ngake ngambuza ngathi chuma wena uwedwa awufuni ukuba yi-president na ngobani usezimbabwe lawungumntwana wasezimbabwe why ungafuni ukuba yi-president mawuloku buswa ikhehla kuze kube 92 years noma nawuyise kathuma ebeloku emthayela umthetho ehlule kuka yakho wakumuzi ngabe ingqondo yakho incane kakhulu into eyenza izano vele ingqondo zabo mina ngangizibheka zincane kakhulu dube akuyeke ukhokhelwa umuntu many many years 30 something years uloku ukhokhelwa umuntu oyodwa wena uyabe ungathi awufundanga yi okwamntwana esikolweni
hayi siyakuzwa sibila tshaya so pho manje uzahlala kuze kuthini ke umdala la
no umdala lo kabamnyekeli umdala lo bana babebeda sikhuluma iqiniso yiba ababekumdala lo phambili bamyenza abenze yazanazi ukuthi ngingafanisa njengani babeke nje inyinto phambi kwabo ukuthi ibavalele batshontshe kahle ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi umdala ingaphuma lapho abanyeke batshontshe kahle amadedezano lawo manje babelokhu beyisunduzela umdala bethi mdala no sifuna ukwenza so hlala lapha la evuma ngoba ikhona into abamroba ngazo
vala-ke ngamafutshane
nje dube ukuthi umdala kayehle mayesezizwa yena ukuthi ukhathele kayehle kuthathe omunye umuntu asikuyali thina ukuthi kumbe kungabi yizane ebusayo ize kuze kuyofiwa a-a kodwa into esifuna sifuna kutshintshwane kutshentshe namhlanje kube ngulo kusase kube ngulo asilandaba legama elithi zane li-right nakuthi likhona kodwa ngale selifile igama elithi zano naye umdala loyefile akufe kungene into ekhanyayo
Hayi siyakuzwa ke phose lokugcina baba baba Mpofu.
Uyazi ukuthi ngisuxoxele enye into encane nje. Omunye umama ufonile lapho eSouth Africa kwenye iradio emini watshela abantu wathi lalela ngitshele from namhlanje umgabe lozuma lingabavizi ukuthi ngama-president lingabahloniphi ngama-sluters labo bantu bayasilimaza khona manje into ebayezimbabwe kula ma-mine ngabo abanye abantu base-sadic ba-half ezimbabwe abanye half e-south africa ngabe kuphilwa kahle uyabona ukuthi omunye umuntu uyabona ukuthi why i-sadic ilimali ilinyazwa ngumgabe
hhayi siyakuza kakhulu-ke empofu
kodwa ndidele ukubina kuthi ndoda ngifonela nami kulo ezinye ihlelo ngiyabe ngikulaleli eyabe ngifisa ukuthi ngingene ungafoni phela angila mali nsuku zonke ukuthi ngingafoni
o ye hhayi sizathi sikhangele iinombolo zakho ezithi every time nxa singavele si-advertise uhlelo la uthumeze khonapho-ke kuwhatsapp number yethu antula i-whatsapp number yethu
angila iwhatsapp nto
ya olright sakuthumezela ke ukuthi uthumeze njani umlayezelo
ngithumezele mhlowethu yazi ngingajabula kakhulu
ya sibongele mpofu baba sibongele kakhulu
nami ngiyabonga mhlowethu babaye
okay babaye
umdala asibhedele thina kubusa abantu abatsha bazabona ukuthi izimbabwe iyaphi
no siyabonga kakhulu baba
babaye
so that was Mr. Isaac Mpofu he's saying that Mr. Mugabe should have actually retired long back he says he's now a liability to Zimbabwe and to make matters worse, he pretends as if he's a god unto himself, you know, mm-hmm. and is ruling Zimbabweans by all means necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, he says, what is wrong is the way people in ZANU-PF are conducting their politics. Mm-hmm. He says they are using the president in order to protect their own interests. And he says most of the kind of interests border on looting. Mm-hmm. He says nothing else. They want to loot and loot and loot, and because the president is not in any position now to actually tell them off. And he says, but basically, the president must go. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, it doesn't matter even if ZANU-PF rules for good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what matters is changing leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can help ZANU-PF, yes, let it rule. But just change the leaders as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you always say,
mm-hmm.
politicians.
Like diapers, yeah. need constant changing, you and they are both for the same reasons.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Tinemwe mterera ariku Botswana, vatenge muda makadi. Hello, makadi. Vatenge muda ku Botswana, comrade, tenge muda makadi. Inengere kunetsa regai timboende kumangura. I think ndiva Jamaica. Makadi kumangura. Inenge anetsa o number yacho iyi. Regai tidzokere kuna vamangwana. Vamangwana muchiripo here parunare?
Aiwa parunare takamira zviri takateerera vari kuhereketa.
Ehe, muri kunzwa vari kutaura vari kuti aiwa kaushe madzoro. Munhu haafaniri kuita chipikiri charambira pamadziro kuti haaina handiende kana imo muzanu-PF macho nyangwe ichitonga kwadi kuuya muvatungamiri.
Toita chiri chishono here kana toenda nechiro?
Handei nechishono.
Inhaurwa yatiri kuita iye zvino izvi inhaurwa yaifanira kuitwa in 2014 zvokuti nokuti muna December 2014 pane yatinoti 60 Congress yedu izvozvo takati mutungamiriri wedu anofanira kuita vamugabe. Saka kana vanhu vanga vachiti akoma wakuitei futi ndopataifanira kutaura izvozvo. Nokuti maererano nebumbiro remirao wedu nemiremutemo wedu reconstitution yezanu-PF tinoti malida edu anosarudzwa kamwe mumakore mashanu. Kunze kunge pataita zvimwe zvisakaitwa yatinoti maextraordinary circumstances okuti wachosen we were having an extraordinary congress. Saka musarudzi yatakaita iyoyo mu-2014 vamugabe vanofanira kutungamirira musangano wezanu-PF kusvika 2019. Todzokerazve kunoita imwe sarudzo. Saka izvi zvokuti tichatitaura nyaya iyoyo nhasi inohikai hai mvura yateerera pasi pebridge handisi maona yai ya zambuko initori napasi pezambuko yaenda zvayo mvura yacho iyi. Hapana zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo. Todzokera futi isusu senyika yezimbabwe sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe mugore ra-2013 taitoziva kuti vamugabe vane 8 and 9 years. Nokuti makore mwedzi mishoma yanga yapfuura, infact mwedzi mishanu yanga yapfuura, tanga tatopedza kuselebreta birthday ravo, tapemberera birthday ravo rechi 8 and 9. Saka hakusi kuti tatatadza kuverenga. Vanhu vaitoziva kuti uyu mutana uyu kwauyu ana makore 8 and 9 ndokuchivhota. Vachiziva kuti katamuvhotera ane 8 and 9 anosvika 94 achiri kutonga. Saka zvichienda zvinhu nemuchechetero wakadaro. Zvino pasarudzo mbiri dzakaitwa idzi, one yemhomho yezimbabwe neyechipiri yenhengo dzebato rezanu-PF dzese idzodzo idzo dzakaitwa vanhu vese vachiziva makore emudharaura. Saka hamene zvatava kutongotaura panapa. Ngatidzokerei kune ezanu-PF. Ndanchikuti inini zvamuri kuona zvitaurwa namaprovhinzi izvo zvamuri kunyanyofunduka nazvo nokuhadzika nazvo izvi, musakahadzika henyu. Nokuti iyo zvozvo izvo ndo basa rekonferensi yacho. Ndibvumirei kukuverengerai kuitira kuti vanhu munyatsonzwisisa tichienderera mberi. Article 6 yeConstitution yeZANU-PF. Article 6, section 33, inoti iyo. The powers and functions of the National People's Conference shall be, I'll skip the rest, ndongonanga ipapapo, shall be to declare the president of the party elected at Congress as the state presidential candidate of the party. Zvinoreva izvo kuti kusarudzwa kwakaitwa vamugabe muna 2014 ku Congress kwedu tinokumikizwa ni constitution yedu kuti muna 2015 taifana kuti ndiwo candidate yedu 2018 muna 2016 futi tinotofanira futi kuti vamugabe ndiyo candidate yedu 2018 muna 2017 futi tinofanira kutaura zvimwe chete izvozvo. Saka kuti conference kwedu kunoitwa sarudzo inongori resolution inotori standard yokutoti vese kuno ku London kuno ku England ku UK rather tiri kuungana musi we Saturday tichatoitawo resolution iyoyo nokuti hatitori nakana umwe mukana wokuita imwe resolution. Saka ndosaka ndokuti idzi zvongori nhaurwa zvadzo idzodzo izvozvo zvakato rwerwa hoko ihoko yakatsirwa pasi iyo.
Aiwa tinotenda nekunyatsojekesa ipapo vamangwana regai tiende kune vamwe vatereri vambenge foni dzavo dzambonetsa ndofunga vadzoka. Regai tange namukoma Jamaica vari kumhangura makadii?
Baya.
Ndivani? Vachibaya?
Hallo. Kabaya.
Kabaya.
Bongo.
Okay, tinotenda vakabaya. Vakabaya tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu.
Zvinokashira mazwa kunzwa vanhu vachitaura kuti vamugabe vanodiwa nevanhu because nhasi uno vanhu vari kupinda mumastreet ava havasi ndivo vanhu vakasarudza vamugabe 1980 kuti vapinde pachigaro. Nhasi uno kana vati aiwa makundikana achizororai kwaita mhosva kana vachidiwa nevanhu vari kuroverei vanhu vari kuponderei vanhu vachidimbura vanhu maoko kuti mandiramba. Ndavari kuti nyepera izvo vari kuti vamugabe vanodiwa ndidzo mbavha maministers avo nekuti vari kurarama nekuda kuti vamugabe vari pachigaro nekuti vari kuziva kuti vamugabe vakabva vachapinda majeri saka vari kuda kuti vamugabe varambe varipo kuti vaone kuba ndovapedza upfumi hwenyika. Mari yedu 1980 tanga titi 1:1 neBritish pound not US. Saka kana vachiti vamugabe vanogona vari kugona chii upfumi huchidondomoka vari vachitonga.
Asika vakabaya vari kutika vamugabe vari kukunda musarudzo uye hatingati kana paine vanhu vanovada tovati imbavha
ivo maministers avo vari kutaura kudaro havasi kuziva kuti vari kuba maelections havasi kuziva kuti vamugabe kubva 2000 vari kudyiwa maelections natsvangirai
pane umbowo here kana kuti ndezvekundare.
Munhu anoita mwedzi asi tabudisa maresults parirani hazvina mbotora kana 6 hours vabudisa maresults.
Haiwa tapanzwisisa ipapo vakabaya.
Ndinonzi Chabaya.
Chabaya akobanai Chabaya. Okay. Haiwa tinotenda zvikuru vachabaya pamhangura.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Regai tiende kuBotswana kuna Comrade Tenge Mudai here. Ameno. Makadi kuBotswana uko? Makadi.
Halo.
Makadi.
Ndi Comrade Bengenukai.
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 Chikoreswa master vandi mimi.
Master chaka omaka.
Magarisa ku America.
Pamwe mafunda achari kasika chozozwike pakutera mazita. Alright, comrade Bengenukai, alright.
I know. Ndine urombo nekunzwa zviri kutaura zvese paredio kuti nepanews kuti maprovinsi ati zvakati zvakati izvozvi takaenda kuhondo isi kunorwisa kudzvanyiriri izvozvi dzvanyiriri watakuona nhasi uchiitika mukati menyika unodarika hwasimizi saka rusununguko racho riri papi vana vari kufira mumasango nyika pasi rese kwazara masango nekuda kwemunhu yanzi mugabe ii chatadza kuti angoti abve padya papinda vamwe vachirushoka dzinobuda ropa chii
vari kutika
comradesvari
kutika vamugabe vari kuvhoterwa nevanhu zvino vanhu vashoma vangangoti ngavasiyeka ivo vakavhoterwa nemamiriyoni evanhu mongoti vaakutosiya chigaro handiti ndosaka kuchendwa kusarudzo
mamiriyoni api acho ichisosi kuti marizausa havabudise marizausi kana vadyiwa kana vabirayo ndikanobudisa marizausi nokukasira.
Saka murusarudzo.
Vanhu vechanungo tigira tigira vesa vatozva kuti kunze mukuru wedia izi tika chishiba kuno kunze mukuru izvo mugabati vagari ndomumbava dziri kuba mukati menyika. Mhm.
Pane
wo dzachire zviri kuti kamukati menyika kuti fight for work kuti nasi vanhu vazokuba mukati menyika.
Asi pane hombo here vabengenukai kuti vanhu vari kubakana kuti
tose makomuri tose tatwe mhandi zvakumberi bazvachu kuti munhu ari right ari right kande 2 years munhu achafunga chicha achafunga nyika.
Saka muri kuti ngavasiyirewo mumwe
ngangobva papinde mumwe pazvigaro ipapo chichi chakashata mumwe mwana wesabhu apinde ipapo.
Aiwa
izvozvi tozva kuti kuna vana maG40 Lacoste, what is that chii ichocho iyo G40 yacho iri mumba make imomomo vadii kuzvitsiura izvozvo.
Aiwa tinotenda
hatisi kufara makomodi tese hatisi kufara nenyaya iri kuitika mukati menyika imomo.
Ha muna kufara
hatisi kufara kana vari kutopa ndo vana chuma vana vana vari kuzukeya vaaakuzukei vari kutofara ivabo isusu takarwa hondo paground hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika mukati menyika.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
mbavha dzozi toziziva kuti isu hatisi kufara mbavha dziri mukati menyika zvisio kuti hatisi kufara togara mumasango nokuda kwenyaya yembavha dziri muzimbabwe imomo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru comrade.
Alright, muvataurire vanhu ivava vari kutaura ipapo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tiende kuchinhoyi kuna vajera makadii. Makadii kuchinhoyi. Panenge panari kuchinhoyi inenge iri kutinetsei. I think what you heard from our last two callers who are really urging President Robert Mugabe to step down so that someone can come in, and they are saying that those who are benefiting from the crisis are the ones who are urging him on to stay in power. They are saying that these are corrupt individuals. But of course, it's always a problem to accuse people of corruption and all that kind of stuff, you know, especially if they have not been taken to court. So yeah. These are allegations. Let's be specific. Labeling can be a bit problematic, especially on radio, that, you know, anyone who opposes your view is corrupt.
Yeah.
You know, we cannot say that unless, of course, a competent court of law says so-and-so has been found guilty. Gibbs.
Right. If we have to follow some legal lingo here, Mr. Mangwana, of course, people are saying, you guys are thieves. You guys are corrupt. You guys are detectors. You guys don't follow the rule of law. And all that adds up to the kind of anger that we're getting here on air. So here's the question, Mr. Mangwana. If people are calling you thieves, if people are calling you corrupt, if people are calling you everything, doesn't it dawn in your heart, right inside you, to say there's something perhaps that is wrong with us as ZANU-PF?
Not... what people are calling us, the few people that calling us names, is understandable in the sense that there is thieving going on in Zimbabwe, and we are the part of power or the part of government, so they are expecting action from us. But without justifying anything, we all know that there is actually a very, very bad moral bankruptcy in Zimbabwe. You guys, you presenters, you are in the diaspora. I'm sure you send money to people in Zimbabwe, to your families, friends, and all that, and relatives. And you probably have already been fleeced by a lot of your people, your own people, your own families. And your family members are not ZANU-PF. So it means the moral decadence is not only in ZANU-PF. Yes, it's there in ZANU-PF, and the president did acknowledge that. That even Musangano Maitambava to quote him. Right. But it is also everywhere you go. In your families, in my family, in everywhere. You cannot build a house in Zimbabwe right now, sending money from the United States without prices and everything being overvalued or inflated. That is not ZANU-PF doing that. Those are your family members. Those are private citizens. But where ZANU-PF, my party, lacks is where it is where moral leadership is needed. Because if at a very high level people are stealing and there are consequences to that moral decadence, then it tends to cascade downwards. So if somebody at the top is stealing and nothing is happening, then you have it going cascading downwards as well. So yes, I agree that the ZANU-PF should do better in fighting corruption. But I refuse to accept that the corruption in Zimbabwe is only in ZANU-PF, because it's everywhere. Every party, every individual, and every family. It's a problem. Possibly coming from the crisis that happened in 2007 or 8, I don't know. But all I know is try to do a business with somebody in Zimbabwe, you're likely to lose your money. And that person would not be ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. But
that's my take on it.
Yeah, but yeah. Why are people, Honorable Mangwana, not being arrested? Is this not why there's this anger amongst mm-hmm. people that they are suffering, but then there are some government ministers who are even acknowledging that they stole money, and then there are others who are, I mean, sitting pretty. Everyone can see building mansions and all that, yet the people are suffering. Why is it that, is this not the reason why some people are now saying President Robert Mugabe must step down?
I think I always write about it, and even tomorrow I think I've written about it in the article tomorrow. I think our lackluster fight against corruption, yes, it does erode people's goodwill towards the party. It erodes people's confidence. And I think we could do different. But here is a problem. The Vice President, Honorable Emmerson Mnangagwa, says we are paying lip service to the fight against corruption. Mm-hmm. The Commissioner General of Police, whose role it is to lead the charge to arrest the perpetrators or the suspects, says the system is protecting the corrupt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is something different. There is something wrong with our system, in our fight against corruption. Definitely there's something wrong, and we should do something different. And I'm sure coming from ZANU-PF, that means something. Mm-hmm. That this is, our fight is not enough. Mm-hmm. It appears like a lip service. We do have the institutions there, mm-hmm. but the institutions seem to be either disempowered, dysfunctional, or disabled somehow. Mm-hmm. That's where the problem is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if we're gonna galvanize our fight, put a surge towards corruption, yeah, we might regain people's goodwill. Well, mm-hmm. the few people that go on the streets, and let's make it clear that we are not having thousands on the streets there against us. We are having 200, 300, and this is some other small figures.
But to be fair, on the protesters, they are being targeted, right? Some have allegedly been abducted, and there is fear. And certainly, we cannot say all is normal, and people are allowed to demonstrate.
That's an excuse, but I was going to say that's an excuse for failure, because that's not true. But
are people not being beaten, Mr. Mangwana? Are people not being attacked by the police?
There are people
who are arrested.
People who has attacked?
I mean, people who have tried to protest Tajamuka, Occupy, even the opposition, they were demanding for reforms. They were given a high court order, but the police descended heavily on them and many were injured.
Didn't we have a situation where a police vehicle was burned, a ZBC vehicle was burned, shops were looted, and so forth?
Yeah,
so
but that
we had a situation.
The problem is
going towards a different conversation altogether. But mm-hmm. hey, if you want us to have that one, let's have it.
Anyway, let's. You can go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, following the original thread you were following, mm-hmm. I was gonna say, but even though it's 200 or less people, even though it's gonna be one person on the street, If that person is a citizen of Zimbabwe, their grievance should be listened to. So that's my answer to your question on corruption. Mm-hmm. But as we said, if you want us to refollow the thread about so-called violence on the street and so on, we can always do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just challenging your point that there are only 200 people protesting, and I was saying that maybe there is a reason, but of course it's a subject for another day. Rega tiende ku South Africa, kuna vachivumba, Magadi. Magadi.
Tiripo, Magadi, zenyu.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Funga dzangu hapa dziri kunyanya kurerekere kuna wa mugabe. Ngenyaya yekuti nyaya inoitika neyekudai. Apana munhu asikazvione kuti muZimbabwe tiri kutambudzika. Nyango ivona vanonyatsigire ZANU PF. Vanoenda kurare. Vachisengedzwa kana nokupiwa mari dzekungotenga doro nguva yacho iyoyo. Asi kuti kuzoenda kumba kwake munhu iyeye haana kana nechekudya chaicho chaicho. Vanotoenda kumanekedzo kuti kukumbirawo hufu hwokudya. Asi mangwana unomuzwa kuti ZANUPF tinotora kuti mava mugabe arambe uchikwikwidza paupresident next year. Asi zviri kumurwadzawo mukurarama kwake. Haadi kutarisira kuti ko vana vangu vachazodyewo mangwana. Inini ndanowedoro ndaguta but kuzodzoka kumba uko ngatiende pamapfuvhu toti kuti pane chinobikwa here hapana. Saka zvinotirwadza isiri kuuya kunokuka kuuye kutotamburira mhuri kuti madai yaenda kuchikoro madai yaenda papi kusiya vana kungosiya vana kungoti uonai zvekuita maano mwaane 15 years munokwanisa kugara pamba muchichengetawo mbudzi muchienda kuchikoro kuti muone kuone kuriritira mhuri. Asi chinozonyangadza ndisi kudai pamusoro pazvo panouye kana kuti chibagi chacho ribatsuro chachinongouya munzvimbo matinogara. Unobva vanonyora vaivototaura kuti ana baba wacho ari kusouth africa. Saka togare pamba here timirire sekuti tichapiwa chikamu chokubatsirwa. Tiripo pakutsvaga kusakura kutsvaga kuvhima. Kuvhima auna kuti unobata chii zvinokwandiri kuno kuti ndikutorara mudhirizi. Asi vanongoti zvanzi baba vacho ari kusatsakusa hatikwanisi kuti tinyore mwana wacho iyeye kuti adi apihwewo chikafu. Nhamo iri muZimbabwe ndeye munhu wese nometa uri kuno kusouth africa uri kushanda uri kuita sei vari kumba ivo vanonge vachitoona nhamo kana isu tiri kuno tonga tichitoona nhamo pese petinofamba nongozoti muZimbabweni mazimbabwenawo mazimbabwenawo but handisi kuziva kuti vanoti zvanzi ZANU PF inowina ka kuti inowinira papi ka. Ndinototi isusu maopposition taitanaso kusvinurawo chaizvo chaizvo kuti pane zvakaipa zvinoizwa pamaeration ngatisazomire kuenda kumakoti ngenyaya yekuti koti yacho ka dzimwe dzacho dzitoripo pakutunga mikozi itai kuti zvakati. Ndichiri kucherechedze paya pakanzi tawina wemdc pakatori nofunga mwedzi dzakati kuti marizwa acho asikadaidzirwe. Right. Saka wotinaso kuona kuti dai wanyawina zviri sei hapana chinonaso kubuda chakanaka. Zvitori nani zvizvi taita noisi pamaerection asi iwawo obva atokanzurwa zvachose pane kuti tozomire kuti handei kumakoti.
Aiwa vachivhumba tinotenda. Tinotenda zvikuru tikaitore muteerero wekupedzisira tasarwa nemasekedzi chaivo vajera makadi kuchinoi.
Thanks.
Makadi vajera. Majera kuchinoi nhare yacho inenge yaramba Gibbs. I think regati siyane nazvo tingobva tango peta chirongwa chedu. I want to take this opportunity to thank our guest Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU PF chairperson, UK province. And before him, there was also Mr. Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU PF central member and also central committee member and also a member of parliament. Thanks to our listeners, our viewers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.